China's IPO market experienced a slump in 2012 as concerns continued over the country's slowing economy. The Shenzhen and Shanghai stock exchanges registered 150 new listings, together raising just over 100 billion yuan, around 16 billion U.S. dollars. In Shenzhen, funds raised were down 45% and down 63% in Shanghai. However, Chief Investment Officer at Fidelity Worldwide Investments, Dominic Rossi, is keeping faith in the Chinese stock markets heading into 2013.
We continue to believe in the Chinese equity market. It's certainly not an expensive equity market today. And we also are very confident about the transformation that is taking place as China migrates from being a fixed investment-orientated economy to one which is more consumer-led.
International accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers expects around 200 new listings on Chinese mainland equity markets this year. These could raise up to 150 billion yuan, or nearly 25 billion U.S. dollars. The anticipated offering by state-run XinhuaNet.com is one IPO which is getting a lot of attention. CEO of the Quester social gaming website, Frank Yi, is surprised by the move.
For a government entity to go IPO is somewhat unusual. It's almost like you're privatizing a portion of that company.
One area being questioned is the timing of the stock offering. Some reports say the IPO has been in the works since as early as the start of 2011. Analyst at Analyst International Jason Chi gives his reasonings behind the delay.
The first thing is it could take a long time to go the enterprise reform. You're going to change from the state-owned enterprise to the private-owned enterprise. Well, I think it could take a long time to doing this. And another reason is to waiting for a good stock environment.
He also argues the 2012 listing by people.com.cn has influenced the IPO timing.
They watch the People Daily, you know, the previous listed company. They want to see their performance.
The People's Daily IPO raised three times more than initially planned, receiving funds worth nearly 1.5 billion yuan. After an initial offering price of 20 yuan, share prices soared by over 90% within 2 days of trading. Testaments to its performance, people.com.cn has maintained a high price of around 39 yuan per share so far this year, and profits are up 44%. Frank Yi of Quester argues Xinhua Net could also have appeal from investors.
There's no guarantee that any IPO will be successful, but having the fact that it's backed by the government, a lot like a Chinese bank is backed by the government, gives a little more confidence to investors that, well, it's just not going to go belly up, and that it is sort of backed by a guarantee that someone will support it.
Analysts are debating who will be investing in Xinhua Net. People.com.cn saw large investments coming from other state-owned enterprises such as China Mobile, China Unicom, and China Telecom Corporation. Frank Yi of Quester believes companies could be interested in Xinhua Net on a more strategic level rather than that as a moneymaker.
There's also other companies that make investments not so much for the return. They really make a strategic investment to develop a relationship. And a lot of things like telecoms and media conglomerates may make strategic investments. For example, Disney, you know, I have no inside information on this, but like,
sure.
If Disney takes a stake in Xinhua, Xinhua will somehow give them some content and help them get distribution in China, and they sort of do some sort of trade, and they seal the deal by trading shares with each other.
And Analysis International Jason Chi argues the offering will give Xinhua Net the opportunity to develop as a global media organization and distributor of information.
I think they can extend their business into the new media industry. Slice the online websites and the mobile internet market. They can to develop some applications. They can take the advantage of their traditional media strengths with the new media business line to obtain more market share.
With a date yet to be confirmed for the offering, investors will be keeping a close eye on Xinhua Net's developments.